You're listening to Gay PHX, where community comes first.
Hey, 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 Phoenix, now that Pride Month is officially in the rearview mirror, has anybody noticed? Because from where I'm sitting, y'all are showing up, showing out, and proving that our community doesn't know how to have a quiet weekend. See, I told you, July isn't the end of Pride. It's just Pride, without the corporate logos. This week, we're talking community conversations, a one-of-a-kind rock opera that refuses to fit inside a single genre, and one of America's most prestigious pageants where excellence, elegance, and a whole lot of hairspray are about to take center stage. So charge your phone, hydrate like the fabulous little cactus you are, and wear the outfit. Not the maybe I'll stay home outfit. The one that's been waiting in your closet for its main character moment. Because Phoenix, Daddy's found three. This is Brian's Hot 3, your glitter-drenched, community-approved Desert Den Daddy guide to where you need to be this weekend. Hot pick number one, discussion night, Onyx Southwest, Friday, July 10th at 6 p.m. Ever wonder about leather, kink, BDSM, or fetish, but weren't sure where to ask questions? This is exactly the kind of event our community needs. Discussion night is designed for newcomers and the curious, creating a welcoming, judgment-free space where you can meet local clubs, title holders, and community leaders without feeling like you need to know all of the terminology before you walk in. Ask questions, meet people, learn something new, make connections that might just lead to your next adventure. Ripple Phoenix will also be on site providing free HIV services, and food and beer and wine will be available throughout the evening because every journey starts with a conversation, and around here, curiosity is always welcome. Hot pick number two, a rock opera at Walter Studios, Saturday, July 11th. Red carpet is going to be at 5:30 p.m., pre-show at 6, and opera begins at 6:30. If anybody asks what happened when live music, visual art, dance, strings, drag, and pure creative chaos all decide to throw a party, the answer is a rock opera. Walter Studios transforms into a stage where genres disappear and creativity takes over. Featuring an incredible lineup of local performers, musicians, dancers, and artists, this isn't your traditional concert, it's an experience. Walk the red carpet, take in the art, cheer for the local talent, and prepare yourself for an evening that proves Phoenix creative community knows exactly how to put on a show. Trust me, this is one deserving a standing ovation before it even begins. Hot pick number three, Miss Gay Arizona America 2026 at the Tempe Center for the Arts, Sunday, July 12th at 5 p.m. Grace, glamour, talent, and enough rhinestones to temporarily alter the Earth's orbit. Dragonfly Entertainment proudly presents Miss Gay America 2026, where Arizona's next symbol of excellence will earn the crown. This isn't just a pageant. It's a celebration of artistry, dedication, community leadership, and years of hard work coming together under one spotlight. Every contestant has a story, every performance has a heart, and by the end of the evening, one incredible entertainer will begin a brand new chapter representing our state. Bring your cheers, bring your applause, and don't be surprised if you're still finding glitter on your clothes sometime next Tuesday. That's just how pageants work. Phoenix, one thing I absolutely love about this week's lineup is that it reminds us how beautifully diverse our community really is. Some of us learn, some of us create, some of us perform, some of us lead, and all of us belong. Remember, community doesn't have a reason to disappear when June ends. It grows every single time we show up to help another in another event. So keep supporting locals, keep discovering new spaces, keep checking on your friends, keep dancing, keep cheering, keep asking questions, and keep letting that beautiful queer sparkle out into the world. Because around here, the glitter never settles. I'm your Desert Den Daddy, Brian, reminding you that life isn't measured by how many weekends you spend scrolling on the couch. It's measured by the people you meet, the stories you become a part of, and the memories you make together. You are seen, you are celebrated, you belong. And to every one of you listening, thank you. Thank you for supporting our local artists, our local organizations, our local businesses, and charities. And thank you for helping Gay PHX continue to be a place where our entire community can find connection. We don't have a giant radio tower broadcasting across the valley. We have something even better. We have you, and that means everything. If you see us out this weekend, come say hello. Grab a selfie. Share a laugh. We'd love to meet you. Up until next time, coming to you from the shadows of the radio towers, I'm Brian, your Desert Den Daddy, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to gayphx.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the valley.